Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Ain't nothing wrong. So now, you say you got into that 16.
Now, what do you tell a 16-year-old right now? Do you tell them to get into it, or do you steer them away from the music industry?
Oh, man, stay with what you want to go for, man. Don't let nobody stop your dreams, you know. I wouldn't keep on doing what I'm doing now, man. Like, for real. I'm real good at it now. Like, the more you try your shit, the better it's going to get.
Okay,
the more
now
professional you'll want to be and all that.
Which traps would you warn them about? You know what I'm saying? You know, everything got a trap in there somewhere. What would you tell them to look out for?
Like, man, really the company you keep. It's about, like, the business you handle, the company you keep, man, how you represent yourself. You don't want to be represented in the wrong way, man, and people take that the wrong way, misinterpret you as a different type of person than what you really is. So just keep 100 with yourself, man. It's really entertainment. But keep 100, man. Do what you want to do.
Okay.
See, Skills, man, I got to ask you what you just said, man. Excuse me. You say it's just entertainment. What do you say to them guys who feel like, okay, now I know a lot of guys who lyrically, they are beasts. They are some beasts lyrically. But now, let's just say that they street cred ain't up to par. I mean, but then they like, okay, in order for me to get over on the streets, I got to do this, I got to do that. What do you say to brothers that keep doing that, man? Because it's like, you know, you putting yourself in a crazy-ass bind. At least I feel that way.
Yeah.
So what do you
like,
say to a brother who just feel like, okay, he got to build a street cred up?
Yeah, you is like, if that ain't what you is, man, like, it ain't even about it, man. Really, bottom line about everything is about that money. You know what I'm saying? It ain't even about what you're doing out here in these streets, man, because most of the niggas who out here, head first out here in these streets, they not focusing on their business. You feel me? So these big artists and everything, like you hear all that stuff going on, yeah, they might be entertaining you, but I was like, you got to really think about that type of stuff, man. Why would you have the time or waste the time to do that type of stuff if you're getting that money from legal money? You feel me? So,
true,
man. It's all entertainment, man. So them people that's trying to be something that they ain't, like, it eventually catch up, like, probably in the bad way, probably in the good way. Who knows? Hopefully it's in the good way, man. I don't wish no bad luck on nobody.
Right. I mean, I feel you on that, but I'm just saying, man, you got them brothers who, I mean, and I know you done seen it. I know you done seen it probably 1,000 times. You got them brothers who.
I always see it, man. It's hilarious, too. Like, it is hilarious, but it is what it is, man.
You know,
people living other people's lives, man.
Exactly.
Like, how they living the lives that they've seen around, like, that's back to the entertainment. You know what I'm saying? It's just to entertain people, man. That's the main thing, entertaining that money.
Because my whole thing is this. This is my whole thing. I mean, growing up, I mean, I'm going to tell you, me and Father Time, we both grew up, and I mean, we ain't ashamed to say it. We grew up in Idaho Projects. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I ain't going to say we was the worst motherfuckers. We wasn't the worst motherfuckers out there. We wasn't the softest motherfuckers out there. You know what I'm saying? We take motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? We stuck to ourselves. We pretty much hung around each other. You know what I'm saying? Push come to shove, motherfuckers say, well, okay, that's Taz. That's Father Time. All right, they cool, but if you fuck with them, yeah, they're gonna retaliate back. But we ain't the type of motherfuckers that's gonna sit there and be like, all right, hey, Tama, let's go fuck with this nigga, or Cass, let's go fuck with that nigga. But you know, I done seen motherfuckers that do it. You know what I'm saying? Then I seen the softest motherfuckers that now that they grown, man, this the toughest motherfucker you ever wanted to see.
Most of the ones you gotta watch for.
Man,
all right, let's bring in Waylo, man. We got Waylo from Hoosier Boy Entertainment on the line. What's cracking, dog?
Waylo, you being an artist. I mean, you know, doing what you're doing with your company. I know you did too, and I know you come across a lot of rappers that I want to get this. You know, I want to get my deal. I want to do this, so I'm gonna come like this, or I'm gonna act like that. What do you tell artists?
Yeah, like it's funny, like for real, like it's hilarious. Then at the same time, I get mad, but I keep it to myself because I don't like letting people see that all that. Like, damn, man, there's just so much fugazing is going on, man. But I wasn't raised around all that shit, man. Like, as I got older, I started really noticing the shit and pointing the shit out more. Like, oh, yeah, I can understand now. Like, oh, yeah, these niggas lying. So when you see people out in the streets, man, you can tell. Like, I don't know, man. I just try to be me, man, do myself, man. Stay my ass out of trouble and promote my music, you know. Let's see. What I could say to up and coming artists, like, watch out for that type of shit, man, because they'll put you in a fucked up place, too, for real. You can get yourself out of company you keep. You feel me?
Right. I feel you on that. Waylo, what's happening, dude?
What's going on, man?
All right, man. You've been a president of your company. You got a young guy coming to you. I mean, you done seen him in the streets. You know that this dude really ain't built like that. You know what I'm saying? But he's lyrically gifted. He's lyrically gifted, and he just, you know, fuck it. I'm gonna live what I rap about. What do you tell an artist like that?
Stay in this place. Because some real gangsters out there ain't playing. He up there being a studio gangster. That'll get you hurt.
I agree.
I'm saying the battle of the street dreams.
I mean, what made that? I'm trying to still figure out what made all that pop. Okay, Tupac got shot. 50 Cent got shot. Now everybody want to get shot. I don't want to get shot.
Ain't no getting shot.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get shot. I ain't trying to build up no 3-4 felonies just to sell some records. It's not that serious.
Nah.
To me, it's not. Not when it comes to doing prison time.
That's your reputation on the line, though. These people that you want to do shows with, they'll check on your reputation. They'll look on Facebook, see what you've been doing, on Google, and see what you've been doing. And if they see you want to be corporate thug, they ain't gonna have you.
Shouldn't my skills speak for themselves?
What you say?
I say, should my skills speak for themselves?
Yeah, your skills should speak for yourself, but if you want to do a venue, like check this out, at the Civic Center. We try to do a show at the Civic Center in Hammond. And Gucci Man messed that up for everybody because he said they had the whole dressing room smelling like weed. So now they don't do no more concerts, period.
Wow.
Incredible. Yeah, so it's all about your reputation. I mean, in the streets, everybody know you do this, you do that. But when these people, these money people that you got to go and talk to, once they see your reputation on Facebook, they see your pictures with these guns and, you know, you running with these thugs and stuff like that, they check on your reputation. You don't want to have that reputation as being this fake studio gangster, what you is or what you ain't. Because, you know, they don't want that shit.
Ain't having
it. Huh? Woo, that's rough.
What if you hot?
What you say?
I said, what if you hot? Like, okay, let's just say she's skills right now. He's the hottest thing out. But she's skills like to smoke weed. Not saying you do, brother. Not saying you do or you don't. I mean, they see your zone. But see, Skills like to smoke weed. He got his entourage there, and he like to smoke weed. But see, Skills the hottest nigga out. Do you still book him?
Yeah, but in your contract, it's a place and a time to do certain things. I mean, smoke on your bus, go out in the alley. You know, you still got to accommodate the dude that's coming, you know?
Yeah, like it's all about the business.
Yeah, it's all about business. The music game people think that it ain't just about a hot 16 on the track. It's about their business. You ain't got no business, then you ain't going to have nothing.
Okay.
Just like we had the party boys at the Prestige, and the owner got mad because they were smoking weed or not.
Well, I don't think you should disrespect nobody's establishment neither, though.
True.
You know what I mean?
Well, like I said, it's depending on how you carry yourself. You can either carry yourself as a wannabe thug that carry AK-47s and smoke blunts on a regular basis, or you can come in there in a business suit and, like, hey, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. Hey, it might be some weed smoke in the air. Do you mind?
Okay, now, on that one, let me ask both of y'all a question. I'm going to start with you, C-Skills. Okay, you got an entourage, right? You got the homies with you, y'all rolling, y'all at the spot, getting ready to do the show and so forth. One of your homies disrespect the venue. Do you tell that homie to leave? You know what I'm saying? I mean, this motherfucker, he always starting shit. Everywhere y'all go, this motherfucker always starting shit. Motherfucker's staring. He trying to jump on motherfuckers in the crowd. Shit like that. You handle a motherfucker like that. That's your boy, though. I mean, this is your hey.
He wouldn't even be there. First of all, man, if I'm knowing that he don't act like that, nah. We can't have the business going like that. But like I said, man, the company you keep, they represent you, too.
Right.
So if one of your partners is clowning, you ain't going to be able to handle your business, what you came there to really accomplish.
Because the first thing they're going to say, every time Skills come out, they always fighting.
Yep, and I don't want to be known for none of that. Now, if a person disrespect me as a man, like, yeah, put your hands on me, disrespect my family, yeah, it'd be a problem then. But, oh, man, I ain't know none of that. I'm just on business. So. Yeah, man, I cut my friends off who was on bullshit a long time ago, man. Bro, man, I got a little one. Make sure he cool, man. It's all about making sure his life better than mine, man.
There you go. Now, how do your artist entourage way low?
What you say?
How do you have your artist entourages?
Sure, let them know at the gate. Ain't gonna be none of that bullshit. You know, if y'all gonna be on bullshit, stay at the crib. Wait outside the club. Parking locked up. Don't bring your ass in the inside.
I mean, I'm just wondering, man, because you hear about it all the time. It's never the artist.
No, it's never the artist. It's the dude that's
never the artist.
It's always a knucklehead in the crowd. Yeah, it's always a knucklehead in the crowd.
Okay, but now let me ask you. Why is it that the artist always catch the charge?
Because he want that street dream. He want that reputation as, all right, this is my homeboy. I'm going to take that charge. Or this going to build up my street cred.
Man, look here. Right now.
That ain't about to happen.
Because at times, man, I feel it shouldn't be like that, man.
No, hell no.
Real.
I ain't taking no charge for your dumb ass. You did some dumb shit. Your ass going to jail, not me.
Yeah.
I might come get you. A day or two to think about it. I come get you, yeah, but I'm for your ass.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you. Hey, that's my. Hey, Father Time's my brother, but you do that dumb shit if you want to. Hey, y'all gonna call the show Red Timer? Well, hey, he has the time he has to do.
Hey, man, I was trying to do it at the show.
I'm
going
to
go on my Sin City Radio. Hey, when y'all get out, listen to Sin City Radio.
Hey, man, that's what you need to do. Establish the show up while you're in there, because I ain't going in there with
you. I feel you, dog. I feel you. All right, excuse me. Talk to me about doing numbers, man. How you doing?
Now, what you say? I ain't hear you, my man. Hello?
Yeah, my phone.
Yeah. I couldn't hear you. What you say?
How'd you come up with the Doing Numbers track?
Oh, the song Doing Numbers? My man, Extortion, man. I've been messing around with him since high school, man. Like, I've been rapping for a long time. I got a bunch of tracks. I really just started putting myself out there because, man, it's time to grind, really. So, Man, my dude at the store, she came up this beat like, yeah, I know you gonna love this. Because I'm working on my solo or whatever. Now he doing most of it. I went up in there. My dude on the third verse, who y'all were hearing on there, that's my man Will. It was supposed to just be me and him on the song at first.
He's like, yeah, man, what you thinking about it, man? I was just going through a crazy day. I'm just sitting up there rapping. I was freestyling. Oh, damn. I'm doing numbers. Fam, like, oh, hold on, man. That needs to be a hook right there.
So I just went to the crib from the stools, man. All right. Called my partners up, like, man, I need y'all blessed. This fuck, we went up in the stools. It was magic, man. Everybody been loving it ever since they got it made. Everybody I let listen to it, they love it.
We about to let Sand City Universe listen to it.
Okay.
This is called Doing Numbers by my man, C Skills. Check it out.
This can be played at high volume.
Ain't no telling my y'all niggas tied back. I stay bundled up like your boy on the paper route. I ain't chasing fame, nigga. All I chase is dollars. If you hustling, my nigga, go ahead and pop your collar. This shit is strictly streets. You better go and grind. Cause it ain't time to sleep. Cause it's our time to shine. Got deals for the low. Deals, got deals on the tro. My nigga swirl up right before I hit the stove. Hang my nigga wheel up right before we pick a dough. Keep that chopper on my lap. Plus a nigga keep a scope. I'm a cop it just to flip it. Doing numbers just to miss it. Same assassins handle business. You can catch me in the kitchen. With my witches bagging chickens. Killing so they roll the sentence. Notion ain't been known for pimping. You better gain control of your women. When I'm a grind till I'm finished. Ride alone, don't need these niggas. All I'm worried about getting these figures. Been Remy and feeling sweet.
Damn, damn, damn. A nigga doing enough time. Me and my niggas, hell yeah, we're doing
y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. Doing Numbers by C Skills. I like that
track.
Hey.
I'm feeling that, man. I'm loving that beat, man. That's hot. That's hot. That's going to have to go in one of my bangers, man. It's going to have to go in the car.
Okay. Thank you, my man. Appreciate that. That's what's up. What you think about that track, Waylo?
It rock, man.
What first one you want? The first one?
Yeah, that was me first, man. That's me on the hook.
Yeah, you can tell. You stick out
yeah,
a little bit,
man. We got a group the same size, but that's off my solo, though.
Oh, okay.
My solo should be coming out. I should have it out by the end of February. I want to do
from
a little good promotion, though.
You from the G?
You said, yeah.
Where you from?
You always see me over there on Eastside 409. Catch me always. Shit, somewhere everywhere, though. For real. Born and raised on Flip.
Oh, okay.
Hold on.
That's
you
all up around, dog.
Yeah, you all in my hood, Eastside 409 now. Hold on now, brother. That's my hood there.
Well, you definitely know me. You done seen me then. For a fact.
Oh, well, shit. You know, hey, I'm a Sky Boy all day.
Now, who this I'm talking to?
Oh, man, wait a minute now. You know, I can't be giving out my government on here now.
Yeah, man, when we get off, we're sitting right back. You know?
Oh, yeah. For real, yeah. Just don't like
it. I got all my family over there, man, to the grandmama, to the aunties. Everybody, you know me. You got to know me. So, yeah, man, but I'm just been working, though, man. I appreciate it, though.
Man, I just left off of that, man. Just moved off of 49th and Rhode Island.
Oh, you definitely got to know me. For a fact. You know Lil Rod, the mama, Lil Cousin.
You say who now?
Lil Rod and all them.
Oh, man, they always at the house.
Yeah, man.
Always at the house.
Yeah, the Moore's my family, man. That's my dead side of family.
The Moore's?
Yep.
Oh, man. Oh, nigga, we family. We family. We go way back.
Okay. See, Gary's so goddamn small, man.
Yeah. Right.
That's why you said a little Rhode Island. I'm like, oh, yeah, you got to know me. You didn't have to know somebody.
Oh, yeah. I put it like this, man. I'm Beans people, so we'll leave it at that for right now.
Okay.
All right. Let me ask both of y'all a question. Wait on NC Skills. Either one of y'all can go first. When is it time to hang it up?
What, the streets?
The streets, everything. Careers, everything. When do you think it's time to hang it up? You know what I mean? Because, you know, you got some people out here that's still rapping, but they ain't really selling. But, they, you know what I'm saying, they going off of just their name alone. You know, like Waka Flocka. You know, somebody like that. Exactly.
He ain't gonna play basketball.
When do you as an artist know when it's time to just say, you know what, I done been in this game long enough, I'm done. Ain't nobody buying my shit no more. But you know what I'm saying? They said it's now 4 or 5 more CDs.
Hey, man, I feel like when the artists want to do whatever the hell they could do, man, they got that money, do what they could do it, dog. If that's your dream, man, do that shit, man. For real.
Okay.
If you stopping because your shit ain't selling, what was the point anyway, man? You ain't know your shit was going to sell from the get-go, you know? So, man, you got to be dedicated, man. Put the money behind somebody else.
There you go.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I told y'all before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get your little protege.
Exactly. Now, let me ask you a question. Where is platinum? How many sales is platinum? That's a million, right?
Yeah.
Right. And so gold would be 500,000.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this is pertaining to the first question. Okay, if you come out with a CD, your CD go platinum, right? You come out with another CD that goes gold. Your follow-up CD goes gold. Your third CD sell 100,000 copies. And then your fourth CD really don't sell nothing. Would it be time to hang it up then?
So put the money into somebody else.
Right. But I'm saying, would it be time for you to step aside as far as actually putting out a CD and focus on helping out people from your hood or whatever?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
You can still keep your name relevant without putting out a CD. You can be featured on everybody's
stuff. Open up a studio.
Okay, all right, I'm just wondering. But I mean, it's some people out here that don't need to be out here. Waka Flocka. I'm just saying. The dudes that made the Laffy Taffy. How can you make a song
they,
for some damn
kids? Let family off of it, though, man. Let it slide, man. If another man eating off of it, man, the little one eating off of it, man,
what they do is they make songs that's hot, what people are listening to. Some people might like that dumbass Waka Flocka song. Their Laffy Taffy song, that's one of their not so bad songs, but some of the other songs is pretty cool though. So they make stuff that they think that the streets want to hear.
Well, see, when I listen to music, I listen to what you're saying. I don't care about the beat. I listen to what you're saying.
These new school people ain't listen to the track, to the words no more. They listen to the beats, what bang in the trunk.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever's gonna bang in the trunk, that's what they're gonna play. Cause I did it a couple of times. But then when I got to listen to the words, I rolled my window down and frisbee that CD right out the window.
Right. See, that's what I do. I listen to what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? Because if you really break it down, you take away the beat, and if you really, really listen to what Lil Wayne says, that shit don't make no goddamn sense.
Lil Wayne be speaking in code.
What do you mean?
Lil Wayne be speaking in code. You gotta like break down what he be saying to understand that shit.
You know what? Now hold on. I understand the logic that you're saying, man. But at the same time, I mean, we gotta look at things from a different perspective. Like you said, I listened to one song that Lil Wayne put out, and I really was like, this song makes no sense. This song is totally sensible. But then I kind of broke down what he was saying, and then I was like, the shit was kind of slick.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
he be saying shit on the sly, and you got to figure out what the hell he be talking about.
Yeah, I mean, so, I mean, that's just not, Lil Wayne right now is not, I'm going to go as far as to say this. Lil Wayne may be not your or my genre of music, but nevertheless, I have Lil Wayne down. I have put him down with his music. Cause, I mean, I was like, Bob Stein. I was like, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Because
he's saying it. No, just like some shit. I thought he was just like, okay, you just making the shit sound. You just trying to make the shit sound good because it rhymes together. But then I kind of broke it down and listened to it one day. I sat down and I said, well, let me listen to what the fuck is this dude really saying. And some of the shit is kind of slick. I was like, damn, that was a hell of a metaphor.
Yeah, he's a good ass metaphor.
He's talented when it comes to that. And
I got to hear him that.
I had to break it down to a chick the other day. That one song they got, the Pussy Monster. She's like, I don't want to hear that shit. I was like, just listen to it. Listen to what he's talking about. Then she listened to that song. Now she loves it.
Man, but now Walker, no, I ain't gonna. I can't.
Walker just needs to go play in Lakeshore Drive traffic. Semi.
Now him and Gucci. I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. I cannot. Them two artists that I cannot get into. But now Lil Wayne, I'm kind of respecting him a little bit more because I actually sat down and listened, and I'm like, okay, the metaphor that he's coming up with, I'm like, okay, this shit is kind of slick. So, I know you don't follow the time, but I'm through beating up on Lil Wayne. I sat down, I listened to his shit, new shit, and, you know, I'm through beating up on him.
Well, I'm not. This shit don't make no goddamn sense. I mean, one line, he says one thing, and in the very next line, he talking about something totally different. Just because the shit rhymes. That shit don't make no goddamn sense to me, man.
No,
I need some Chuck D in my life.
Then you got to think about it. On some songs, he be freestyling. Some songs, he don't be freestyling.
Man.
Okay. No, we got to look at the genre of music. This ain't 88 no more. We got to let that go. Music has evolved. You know
well,
what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, that's
music.
True. It has.
And,
okay, now,
and,
hold on for a second, though. Hold on for a second. See, Skills, who
yeah.
would you, okay, who would you compare yourself to as far as mainstream go?
Who would I compare myself to as far as mainstream?
Man. Would you go in the 2000s or would you compare your sound to more of the 80s or the 90s?
I'm trying to make some new, like a new sound, man. I want the mid, like a Midwestern sound, but I want like a new sound, though, man. Because I'm loud. I'm real street, man. I ain't going to need to hold you up. I just talk street shit all the time. I'm getting versatile, though. I'm trying to work on that. My brother sitting me down trying to get my hair right, man. So I'm working real good though, man. But I don't know to that question, man. I do not know, though. I can't even sit and really think about it, man. I don't know.
Hey,
I'll
all right,
that's cool.
I'll answer it for you. Every artist is unique in their own different way. They might have a sound like somebody else, but they got their own little swag they put on it to make them different from every other artist. So every artist ain't going to be like another artist, unless they just biting off of them and imitating.
Okay. Now I'm more of an 80s, 90s type guy. No, I do like Eminem now. I'll give Eminem his props. That's a badass white guy.
Hold up. You
half the shit he say don't make sense.
You more of a 70s, 80s type guy. I mean, let's just call it what it is. Hey, you ain't left the 80s yet.
Hey, man, I like Chuck D. I like P.E. I like KRS-One. I like LL.
You know what I'm saying? Atlanta's still relevant today.
No, he not. No, he not.
KRS-One. No, I'm more to that style. Like the new stuff, the new stuff, some of it is good. Some of it is good, but some of it is not. Quack Flocka.
I ain't heard nothing new from LL.
LL got a small new track up.
Right.
Nothing that you want to hear. Nothing that you want to hear. Let's just call a spade a spade. LL is one of the perfect examples of a motherfucker time for him to sit his ass down.
I disagree. LL can still go platinum.
Him and them thick ass abs.
Yeah, take off your shirt. Come on, dog. I mean, come on, man. It is what it is, dog. I mean, LL go platinum in your book, but it's already proven that he's not going platinum no more.
Check this out. Who is the greatest battle MC out there? LL.
What?
Between LL or KRS-One, they can break you down, man. They can break anybody down today. They relevant today when it comes to that battle. I mean, LL is famous for battle rapping. In the cool Mo D.
Thank you. You just answered my question. Who was the last person he battled? Cannabis killed him, but because
yeah,
LL had
to kick his ass on that 3-2-1.
Right.
He tore his ass up.
Only because LL had a machine, which when I say machine, Def Jam, he had a machine behind him where Cannabis was an independent artist. That's the only reason it looked like LL may have won, but lyrically that man told LL a new asshole.
Hey, watch that. I think it's on Beef. Beef Part 1 or Beef Part 2. Cannabis actually looked up to LL. Cannabis wrote a line on that 3-2-1.
Taking the microphone off his arm.
Yeah.
Let me borrow the mic off your arm.
Yeah, he wasn't dissing him in that. So LL took it sideways.
Right.
Yeah, LL took it sideways. That's how that shit started. Then Cannabis came out and devoured his ass in that one rap.
And devoured him. Devoured him. Didn't have to make another rap after that. Devoured LL.
I disagree. Now let me ask C-Skills. C-Skills, let me ask you what?
Cannabis career after that was straight sour, though.
Exactly.
Doing all that stuff, yeah, it boosted his career up, but man, LL killed
his
career.
Exactly.
Yeah,
hold on.
No, it just goes back to what I just said again. LL didn't kill his career. The machine killed his career. He went up against a machine. Like, that's just like, I'm going to tell y'all. Now, whether y'all want to believe me or not, or y'all even want to listen to me, just like the 50 Cent Ja Rule beat.
Oh,
man,
yeah.
If y'all sit down and lyrically listen to it, and if y'all always talking about it's all about the lyrics, Ja Rule killed 50 on every track, but he had a machine behind him. He had Aftermath, he had Interscope, he had the machine behind him. So now, I mean, when you get that machine behind you, dog. You on the, it looks like you on the winning side. But if y'all motherfuckers talking about this lyrically, I mean, if any motherfucker on here just honestly tell me, lyrically, I ain't talking about the punchline. I ain't talking about the shit the after the song, the all you stupid little looking motherfucker and all that shit. I'm talking about lyrically. If anybody on this motherfucker say that 50 actually killed Ja Rule, please. Explain it to
them. Negative.
No.
He ain't kill him. He started it, but he ain't kill him. he made him mad, man. But at the same time, fuck that boy career.
Yeah. Because he fucked around and went against the machine. Now, Now I'm gonna tell you, like now, I dare, and I say it right now, I dare, I triple dog that 50 to go at Rick Ross right now.
Shit, he was going at Rick Ross, but I bet you can't hit with Rick Ross.
In the beginning, you know what? Hey, you know what Rick Ross did? Rick Ross did exactly what Ja Rule should have did. Man, you ain't even worth the time of day to even have this argument with.
Exactly.
Just like Jay-Z. Everybody, I mean, think about it. Motherfuckers that ignore him go on to greatness. Motherfuckers that keep trying to back. Oh, he's great at that psychological warfare. You know what I'm saying? But if you ignore him, he's just like a little fly. At some point, he going to go away.
See, I ain't no Jay-Z fan, so...
Oh, man, I'm messing with Jay.
I mean, you know what? I ain't going to say I'm the greatest Jay-Z fan, but, yeah, I do. I mean, there's some shit I listen to. But now, at the same time, you know, 50 threw shots at him time and time. Every shot he threw at him, he gave 50 that one line and never said nothing else about him.
Yep.
I ain't no Jay-Z fan, but I got every last one of his albums. But I just ain't no Jay-Z fan.
Right. I mean, I'm just saying. And that's just like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just like when he tried to go at Puff. I mean, 50 to try to go at everybody because he know his career was coming to an end. So fuck it, I'm gonna try to go at everybody. I'm gonna try to go at everybody. Buffy didn't even put a song out.
And you know what 50 Cent fucked up at? 50 Cent fucked up when he fucked up with
Aftermath. I agree. Because he got to the point where he thought he was bigger than what he was.
Yeah. Hell, he got rid of one of his best rappers. Young Buck.
Actually, he got rid of two of his best rappers.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, between Game and Buck, that was G-Unit.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, let's be realistic. Tony Yayo can't go Wood.
Hell no. He should go play in
that too. Buck ain't really did nothing without 50. Game the only one that has done something without 50.
Well, I mean, and if you listen and you see what's going on, the man got his contract held. He can't put an album out.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, hold on, man. Hold on. Can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We got a special guest with us tonight. We got the female version out here. We got Lady Queen on the show, man. What's up, lady?
How's everybody doing?
Oh, we good.
That's good.
What's up, Corey?
Hey, Waylo.
Hey, Waylo.
Everybody else got the what's up. Yeah. Waylo, hey, Waylo.
Well, that's the president of my label, so.
Hey, I got to say hello to him if nobody else. I feel you.
Right.
Lady Queen, what's good, man? I'm glad to have you on the show.
All right, thank you. And who is this?
This is your boy Cass.
Okay, nice to meet you.
Okay, great meeting you too. All right, hey, now we've been chopping it up with Waylo. We've been chopping it up with Waylo for a minute now.
Okay.
And you know we joke with him all the time, but we want to ask you just like we ask everybody else. How is it working for Who's Your Boy? Is Waylo just crazy as he sound, or he just a big teddy bear at heart?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. He's probably, he's crazy, you know, but provoked. You have to provoke him to get the crazy side of him. I say he's like a big teddy bear when it comes to me and the other lady of Who's Your Boy. Because we're girls, but anybody else, yeah, you could probably get it. He's crazy. But I can say he works very hard for Who's Your Boy, though. He puts his time in, and that's why he's the president. But it's easy working with him, though.
Okay. That's what's up.
He definitely does what he has to do to make sure every artist is satisfied. He goes that extra mile, and I can't complain about him at all. And I ain't just saying that because he's the president of my label. That's just a man overall.
Right. You ain't going to say that because he's just president. That don't mean shit.
No. I'm talking about, you know what, just overall, not even the president of my label, just the man that he is, period. It's just, he's all right in my book, so yeah.
Alright, that's what's up. I'd be glad when you get back in town, because I've been trying to get on that Hoosier Lounge forever.
Yeah, well, you know what? When I did Hoosier Lounge, we had a blast. It was real fun.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. I checked y'all out on YouTube, man. I can't wait to get on that. I keep asking, hey. It's like we just keep missing each other. But, hey, I'm going to get on that.
See, he's the type you got to keep calling him. Now, you can't just tell him one time. You're going to have to keep calling him.
So that's what's going on.
See, you can't just tell him one time. Like, if you serious, like, you really have to show him you serious. If you tell, like, I told him, Waylo, I'm going to drop a mixtape in 2 weeks. Yeah, okay, whatever. He don't wave off what you say. You have to show him. So you probably just got to keep calling him and bothering him, and then he'll go ahead and do it. I'll do it for you. You want me to text him every day and tell him?
Yeah,
you just gotta harass him. Like borderline stalk him. He'll do it.
Okay, Queen. Well, help me out. I'm gonna be in the Jeep on the first of January. So just text him every day and tell him, Cab, I'm in the Jeep on the first.
I will do.
I'll be at home,
man,
so you ain't got to worry about it, bro. I got you.
Nah. You've been going around this long. I'm going to get Lady Queen to help me out.
I got you.
All
right, Lady Queen, let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
How do you hold your own in a predominantly male game?
Well, you know what? When I first got in, I was super sensitive. Like, you couldn't say nothing to me because that's just being a woman. But I learned along the way from Hoosier Boy, my other label mates, my CEO, my president, and everybody, you have to toughen up and you definitely got to demand your respect. That's one thing. Because I've noticed, like, with other local artists and rappers, some of them, they automatically look at you as, oh, I'm going to hit that. So you definitely got to demand your respect. You got to let them know this is strictly business. This is all about music. Respect my craft as well as I respect yours. So that's basically it. It's very hard, though, because you get them dickheads that be, you know what I'm saying, trying to pull it with you. But I say for every female, you definitely got to hold your own. So that's what I try to do, demand my respect, let them know that, hey, you rap, I sing. We on two different levels. I respect you as a rapper, respect me as a singer, and we'll be all good.
Man.
So that's how I handle that.
Unless we're going to come get your ass.
Yeah. Definitely. I'm like, you know what? Whoop his ass. He ain't acting right. He trying to treat me. But yeah, I've noticed that, though. Like, dudes, they try you. That's really why I don't really go outside of my label, because some dudes, when they see, oh, she a female, she this, she that, they don't really take you serious at first. But I change their minds real quick. And that's just coming from a label where I'm the only girl on the label. So you kind of toughen up a little bit when you're the only chick on the label.
You the first lady, so I know you got to just, like, you know, you got to be able to just stand on your own 2 feet and be like, hey, I ain't going to take
this
shit.
Yeah, because it's a big deal. Wait, no, you can say that too. I've changed since I've got Hoosier Boy. Like, when I first got in, you couldn't say nothing to me. Like, I would just get real emotional about it. Like, it, but it, you know what? But you have to understand at the end of the day, your label, and that goes for male or female, they not going to steer you wrong. And it's such as music, they don't want you to put bad music out. So any criticism that they're giving you is not a personal attack. It's just trying to help you become a better artist, and you can't really look at it as they attacking you. So that's what I had to learn, that they trying to help me. But, you know, guys and women, they deal with their emotions different. They say things different. But now I'm glad that they were like that, because now it's easy for me to talk to other dudes on other labels. And so it's just, yeah, they helped me a lot with that. So now it's kind of, you can get over on Lady Queen so easy. So that's basically where we at with them.
That is what, and I'm glad you learned to develop thick skin. So that way you're going to be in this game for a long time to come.
Yeah, so, yeah, I developed it. They helped me with it. The many arguments and falling outs. And, but one thing I can say, we'll argue, we'll fuss, we'll fight, but at the end of the day, we family, and that's what families do. No love lost.
Now, that's okay, very true. Let me ask you, with that being said, about the family thing. I mean, I've known some people who just like, okay, I signed to this label, but, you know, I go in, I kick my songs out, after that I go about my way, go about that way. I mean, how does that, I mean, me personally, I think it got to be some type of unity. That's just like me and Father Time, trust me. We argue all the time. I mean, y'all would not believe. I mean, to listen to a show that me and him do, you'd be like, wow, they actually argue.
Mm-hmm.
Like tonight, I already know I'm going to argue with him about once we get off the show. I already know I'm going to argue.
Okay.
So we argue all the time, but we family. So it's like, I know he could tell me, fuck you, set your ass up. And I'll be like, yeah, whatever. You know, and I can say the same to him. So I believe that family, when you part of something, I believe you gotta look at each other's family. I mean,
yes,
a lot of people
definitely.
Feel well, it's just abusing, fuck it, but I mean, I believe that y'all can look at each other's family. Am I right?
Very much so. Like my label mates, I very rarely refer to them as my label mates. I call them my brothers. Because we've developed that type of bond, you know. So they are definitely my brothers. That's people that I know I can be myself around them. You know what I'm saying? And when we argue, we very rarely get into it like that. But I know that they could come and tell me something. Like, basically like your homegirls can call you a bitch and you don't take offense to it. Because that's your peoples and you know they don't mean no harm by it. That's basically the type of relationship that I got with them. You know what I'm saying? We laugh, we joke, but we also know how to be a family, but also run Who's Your Boy as a business as well. Because at the end of the day, that's what we all trying to do. We all trying to eat off our craft. So we know how to balance the two. We know when to get down to business, and now he's not my brother Waylo. That's the president of my label now.
When it comes down to business.
Like, that's my brother. We out kicking it, and we in the club, and we having a good time. But when it comes down to when them mixtapes needs to drop, and when it comes down to you need to do this video, you need to do this photo shoot, that's not my brother. That's my brother, but that's the president of my label talking to me, telling me what I need to do. So we know how to balance the two, and it brings us closer. Because sometimes we'll be in the studio, and we ain't even on no music stuff. We just around each other bonding. What's going on with your life? What's going on with you? You know, we stay in contact with each other. So, yeah, it's definitely my family.
So, Lady Queen, basically, this is what you want to tell Waylo when you go platinum, right? When he tell you to do something, you ain't really feeling him. This is what you want to tell him, right? Just listen.
Fuck you think you're talking to, man? You ain't the motherfucking man no more. I'm the one. Shit's changed. It's a new day, bro. You can't clean up your act. I suggest you raise the fuck up. Get the hell out of Dodge. Get caught up.
That's what you
want
to tell you.
Just like that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
See, Waylo's a good dude, man. Waylo's good people. See, we can laugh and joke with Waylo. He don't take nothing personal.
I love that.
No. He says some of the most ignorant things that you would ever imagine. And you'd be like, did he really just say that? And it's like, he basically just say what he feels. And that's what I love about him. He says some fucked up stuff. But at the end of the day, that's just him. And you just got to accept him for how he is. And I do. So, hey.
Okay. Hey, Waylo, I got to tell you, from me to you.
Yo, G-Money, I like this girl of yours.
All right, Lady Queen, talk to me about Studio.
Studio is a song that I made. I wrote it. Actually, I think that's like the third song I ever wrote. And it was basically a song that I wrote because at that time, I had just got with Who's Your Boy and I had this little boo. And he really wasn't comfortable with me being around just all dudes, because he'd be like, well, what girl, you, who, what, ain't no girls, it's just dudes. I'm like, well, yeah. So this basically like a song I wrote just based, not the whole situation, but just a situation where I'm trying to tell him it's really not nobody else. I'm for real at the studio. This is what I'm doing. You ain't got to worry about nothing. This is where I'm at. So that's where Studio came from.
All right, y'all, we're gonna go in the studio by Lady Queen.
Wrong song. Yeah. DJ, DJ.
That's the phone that I got on there. That I got
that's
on
my phone.
That's the phone.
Hey,
wait,
why Best Kept Secret ain't on the website yet?
You got to talk to Sweet about that one.
I'm going to have to, because I was like, my latest mixtape ain't on there. Oh, whatever.
Okay, well, what song was it I was just playing?
That was Young Niggas.
That's Hardy.
That was off of Hardy.
Wow, okay.
If you got Hardy mixtape, play number 18. That's with Hardy and Queen on it. That's the last song on the track of the CD.
Okay, is it this one right here?
No.
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 I'm sorry, Queen, but that's... I'm sorry.
The song, you got Hardy's CD?
I got it right off the WoojieBoyEntertainment.com.
Oh, okay. So
you're the dog, motherfucker.
Yes, I am, man. Yes, I am.
Yeah, the last song on that CD.
If you got Hardy's, then I'm on the last track. I don't know if it's 19, I think.
18.
I'm on
19.
That track. It's 19. The very last song on the track of his.
All right, now, Quinn, you see what Ben, his argument could have come in at?
Whatever, man.
You see what argument could have come in at, Quinn? You see,
mm-hmm.
once the show's over, you see what I got to do, right? I got to do this as a host of the show, I got to do this. I got to sit him down. I got to have a conversation with him. You know, he's going to be mad at me. He really going to be mad because he's going to be like, you have to play somebody. But, yeah, I might be getting his ass. But, I mean, you know, he's my big brother. I can't fire him.
Right.
So, yeah, like, let's see now. All right, Queen, help me out.
Okay.
He my big brother. I can't fire him, but he fucked up all the time. What do I do?
I don't know, because he anything like me. See, I quit Who's Your Boy probably every day in my mind. Like, you know what? I quit. So he probably like, well, you want to fire him? He probably already quit in his head. So it probably wouldn't even faze him. So he'd be okay.
You think he'd be okay?
Yeah, you just got to talk about it. That's all.
Okay.
Just,
all right,
you know, like, you know what? That's it. Y'all be okay.
You know we on SinCity.Spruce.com, right?
You on what?
I say, you know, we got a site, SinCity.Spruce.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Have you posted your site up there yet?
No, actually, I do my Facebook from my phone, and I'm on my phone.
All right, well, now we don't need Facebook. We need to be on sandcity.spruce.com.
Oh, I thought you said that I post a link on my Facebook. You want to post this on your? Is that what you're asking?
Nah, we got our own website. We fuck Facebook. We trying to get some of that Facebook money ourselves.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So we trying to get you on sandcity.spruce.com.
No doubt. Definitely.
You know, we want to see you. I mean, you know, you're welcome to post all your songs, your songs, your blogs, your videos. We got everything.
Oh, no,
we got
definitely.
We got everything Facebook got.
I believe my other label, Made Guns, was telling me about that when we went out to eat with him. He was telling me about the website and everything. Yeah.
Looking real good, too.
Yeah, so definitely, I'll visit there, sure.
Oh yeah, that's what's up. We already got the president on now. He makes sure he puts videos on now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, hey, if you're feeling one type of way, post your blog on now. Hey, you feel like, you know how you say you didn't quit. Who's your boy in your mind? You want to cuss Waylo out? Go right there.
That's usually around mixtape dropping time that me and him bump heads a lot because they say I turn into the diva. But other than that, we be cool. But around mixtape time, y'all don't know she must be dropping a mixtape because she on here taking shots at Waylo every day.
There you go. Go at him. You can go at him all day. You can go at him. You be like, you can tell her, hey. And y'all can do it in the privacy amongst each other. Hey, won't nobody even know that y'all even into it.
Yep, you don't even know how many times he told me not to call him no more.
Right.
I'd be like, oh, okay, I ain't going to call you, but I'm finna show go blast you on this website, though. That's what's up. Yeah, make our beef public.
Right. Well, you can.
You can make it public. You can make it public.
Yeah, it'll be funny. Because I know he's going to come back and say something crazy.
Right. Now, like I said, we just trying to get it all to pop. Like I said, and this is my thing is that, and let's shout out to Waylo, who's your boy, because, I mean, from day one, from the day he came on the scene, he been down with Sin City, you know what I'm saying? He's not one of them to just post a page up and you never see him again. You know what I'm saying? I see him on there. He always on there. He posting. He making sure that everybody in Sin City know who his artist is. You know what I'm saying? So that's one thing. I gotta commend Waylo on that. I mean,
that now he gonna make sure who's your boy is worldwide before he through with it.
Oh, yeah. That I can say.
Man, that's what's up.
Now, us in Sin City, we try to do the same thing. So, you know what I'm saying? Of course, every chance we get, we want to pump whatever song y'all got. If I can never get this motherfucker to do the shit right. Man, the past 2 weeks, he just been fucking up. Waylo, you know you have, man.
Yeah, I understand you ain't saying nothing. I know you probably figure, all right, well, I'm going to let Cass say something to him. He ain't played the right song in 2 weeks.
It's just technical difficulties, man. Don't be sorry.
You nitpicker like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the bad guy.
Yeah, you are the bad guy. You want to be fucking up. Man, I'm saying, citizen. See?
He need them goddamn Newports to St. Ives along. He might be on this shit. Get drunk before the motherfucker show all the time. I mean, how Waylo, help me.
Shut the fuck up! Shut up! No! Oh, shit! Say it again! Say something else! Oh! Say something else! Say something else, nigga!
See, and that's how he acts. See, when you say something bad about him, that's how he acts. Well, we still ain't heard no music yet.
I'm working on it, man.
I'm working on it. I like the track, too. Lady Queen, I like the track.
Thank you. You know what,
Tama?
Father, fuck you, man. You pocket-faced motherfucker!
God damn it, y'all. I'm so tired of him. Queen, you probably like, what the hell going on? But there ain't no use to this. Way no use to us acting like this.
Y'all fine.
Okay.
You good.
Okay, it ain't that we are professional. We just love to have a little fun on the show. That's all.
Definitely.
So now, Lady Queen, let me ask you a question. Who are some of the artists that you work with?
As far as local artists go, well, duh. I've worked with, of course, my own label mate, Hardy and Guns. I've done tracks with Black of GLB. I recently did, what's the last artist I worked with? I did remix You the Boss with another guy who raps. He's from a label, Powerhouse Entertainment. I've worked with, let's see who else I've done a song with. I think that's basically it. I don't really go outside
best
my label
secret.
Too much with that. Who else, Will?
The Best Kept Secret.
Oh, yeah, my Best Kept Secret is actually a collabo mixtape because Best Kept Secret is basically a CD. I've made a song about every relationship I've ever been in as far as cheating goes on both ends of the deal. And I didn't want it to make it one of those boring mixtapes where it was just a woman's point of view. So I had my friend, which actually he's been my friend for years, AC. He's from Fam Team Entertainment, and we made a collabo R&B mixtape. So Best Kept Secret is also like not just the girls getting cheated on and getting fucked over. It's from a guy's point of view, too. So I'm real proud of that mixtape because it was the only one I ever seen like that as far as local artists go. Straight R&B, no hip. It was a little rap on there, but like I said, it was different. Every song is basically about cheating and sex and just real dirty stuff that couples do in a relationship. It actually was very successful. We got over 1,300 downloads. I'm about to shoot a video on the 29th off that mixtape, so I'm excited about it. So that's the latest artist that I worked with. But as far as going outside my label, I don't really go outside my label too often.
So let me ask you now, if I put this CD in, and my lady just got into this argument or this old heated fight. We trying to make up. Hey, that's not a good CD to put in, huh?
Every track, no, it's not. Because then she's going to be like, oh, so what you trying to say? Oh, really? She calling your phone at 6 o'clock? Is that what you saying? It's not every track is like that. It's some lovey-dovey stuff on there. But the majority of it, yeah, you shouldn't play that trying to be romantic with your lady.
Oh,
I wouldn't.
I mean, because I don't want to be sitting there like, okay, yeah. I'm listening to his verse, and I'm like, yeah, this bitch did the same thing to me last week.
Right. You don't want her thinking you trying to send no subliminal message that you up there fucking around. So some tracks on there, no, it's not to be trying to be romantic.
Okay,
no,
I'm just trying to make sure.
No argument.
I'm just trying to make sure. I don't want to get in there like, okay. This is new Lady Queen, baby. We finna make up it. She's talking, and you talking about, yeah, nigga, you cheated last week. Like, wait,
no,
huh?
No. There's some songs on there you can, but the majority of it, no. Mm-mm. I'll let you know that right now. She's going to be asking some questions. Like, are you trying to tell me that you cheating with a chick? Is that what you're trying to tell me? So, no, I wouldn't play that.
Shit, I might get to ask some questions my damn self.
Yeah, because you know what? I did that as well. I talked about some indiscretions that I've done because women ain't all innocent. And I hate the women that try to play the innocent role like they just the innocent victim in a relationship when they out there just as dirty as the dude. So I want to shed some light on that, too. Hey, some women ain't shit, too. We do our stuff on the low, so I kind of, you know, raise some eyebrows with that one. Like, did she really just say that? So, yeah. I had to shed some light on that, too. All women ain't perfect, and we make our mistakes, too. It's not just the guys. So, yeah.
Well, you know what, Lady Queen, thank you. I'm glad that some. I'm glad that a woman said that. I'm glad that a woman's actually talking about it. Now, I mean, don't get me wrong. We got a handful of ladies that call here that will actually speak the real. And I give a shout out to Janine and Sunshine. They would actually say the real. But we got some on here that swear that a man do everything, a man made them do everything that they ever possibly did.
And
it was a man's fault.
I disagree with that because, like I said, that whole CD was basically off my personal experiences. And I've cheated. I've done dirty things. I've done things I know wasn't right to the dude I was with. And, I mean, hey, that's life. You own up to it. You move on from it. You just move on. That was just an outlet for me to get it out there to let dudes know not every woman is a male basher. I think so many articles have covered that already with the man bashing. Let some ladies
let me ask you, Queen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we on Sin City Radio. Anything goes. I mean, you know, you can say whatever you want to on here. What's the worst thing you done?
What's the worst? Woo! Let's see. The worst thing I've done to a boyfriend?
Yeah.
I think the worst thing I've done as far as that was probably sleep with his cousin.
Oh, God damn.
Wait, I didn't know at the time.
Okay.
But then when
Here
they told
go.
Me, I still didn't stop. I still was like, oh, okay, whatever. It didn't save me nothing. Yeah, and I had a baby by him. But
I know he was just in total awe, like, what the
hell? Actually, by the time, you know, I was, like, done with that cousin, but you know how some, when you break up, they still feel it's like certain dudes is off limits you shouldn't be talking to. And really, like, at that time, I didn't know that was his cousin, but when he told me, yeah, I still didn't stop talking to him. I felt like I'm not with you no more. It shouldn't matter. Whatever. Get over your feelings.
Okay, now.
I'm pregnant, so now we're going to have to really deal with each other, so I don't even know.
Now, Queen, don't get offended, but I'm going to have to tell you this. Had you did me like that and I caught you, I'm going to tell you. When I seen you walking down the street and if I was driving, I'd have stopped the car, jumped out the car, and did just what I'd have said to you.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
I'm gonna tell you that.
And you know what? And I would have took that. I'd have been like, okay, I was okay. But I mean, hey, that was a time in my life where I was careless. I really didn't care. If it made me happy, I could care less about who thought about it, who didn't like it. It didn't make me no difference. Whatever. But
and
yeah.
Listen to you. Whatever.
I mean, that's just how I felt. And if I could go back in time, I'd do it again. No regrets.
You do it again?
Get the fuck out of here!
I have no regret.
You would do it again?
Yeah, I have no regret. I'm sorry. Damn! I have no regret.
Well,
funny.
Okay, now we say this about a lot of men, but. Queen, I think this was your mentality right here.
I'm Rick James, bitch. It's a celebration, bitch.
I think that's like you pretty much exactly like that.
I mean, hey, it is what it is. Yeah, so. But, you know, that was back in my loose days. I ain't like that no more.
Yeah, I guarantee, boy. Loose days.
It was.
Hey, Waylo. I'm telling you, you'd have been pulling up to the studio. All you would have heard was.
Oh,
This motherfucker had eyes to stand, see your artist. This motherfucker didn't fuck my cousin.
I said I didn't know at the time.
Say another motherfucking word and this shit is over. And I ain't playing nothing.
You know that, you know what? And I still talk to the other cousin and now we laugh about it, you know. It's funny now.
She
it is. We grew, you know, we over it. It's all good.
No, you know what? I understand what you're saying, but I'm not gonna bullshit you. You would have had to fuck me again. I'm sorry. You owe me. I'm gonna keep it real with you. Know, you owe me.
So you need an exit fee.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you.
Shoot a dog, motherfucker.
Hey, you owe me. You owe me.
Me and his cousin is actually, you know, we good friends. I mean.
That's the worst thing I've done.
Well, unless he did, he ain't ever tell me he cared, but I ain't care.
He might have knew that he didn't have a chance, but see, I'm an asshole. I would have went for it. Hey, Queen. Hey, baby, what you up to? Yeah, you know, that was fucked up, man. Yeah. I'm kind of over it, but in order for me to really be over it, hey.
All right, man, hold on. I think I got it now. Best kept secret. I'm pretty sure if it's the wrong song, they're going to let me know right away.
She didn't tell the best kept secret.
Yeah, my man.
Hey, okay, that's what's up.
That's what we shoot the video to on the 29th.
You wrote that about me? You wrote that about me?
Yeah, and you know it. I was trying not to tell everybody our business. I was trying to be discreet.
No, all I do is
that's
say, all I want to do
that's
is
song you would have seen to me after you didn't play it on me with my cousin.
Yeah, but that's
good.
The one I'm finna
sounds
shoot a
good.
Video for. We starting that on the 29th. We shooting a video to that song. So, yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you, Queen, like I asked everybody else. Can Sin City get a cameo in now?
Definitely. You know what? That's what you definitely can, because we looking for somebody for a couple of scenes. I want everybody to rock out with me. That's my very first video. So, of course, come on through.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. You doing love scenes? You need a leading man in the video?
You know what? I have some, but it's the best kept secret. The best kept secret could be like, I got a lot of booze, and I just want
just loose.
You know what? You know what, Queen? Never mind. I ain't going to eat.
I mean, I don't know how the other guys would take it if I'd be like, okay, you can't be in my video no more. I'm sure that'd cause some, yeah, in the studio, especially since one of the guys in my video is another. That's our street team manager, B. So he'll probably be mad if I take him out the video and put you in. Then I got to hear about that at the meetings and stuff. So, yeah, that probably wouldn't work. He'll call
yeah.
a special meeting for that.
What is this shit? He ain't on the team. He ain't even
yeah.
a fucking uniform.
That would cause a mess. And within the label, it'd be a meeting about it. Queen ain't shit. She took me out the video. This is crazy. Yeah, I hear about it. But yeah, that's my.
I'm just saying, we just want a cameo. But now, if you're looking
definitely,
for a lead,
you
man,
could definitely be in my video.
If he gets sick, man, hey, Cass is your man.
I got you.
Cass is your man.
Yes.
All right, now. All right.
I like the song, though. I thought the song was very, very nice.
Hey, man.
Thank
hold, 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 hold. Hold on, Bob. I'm trying to get this lead man spot. What you doing?
Oh, my bad. I forgot who was on. I forgot who the co-host was. My bad, dog. Go ahead.
Damn. Ain't no co-host here. Look here, man. I'm tired of this whole co-host shit. I'm running this operation. I don't want to put me as a co-host. Hey, Willa, you notice that? He always talks that shit like he's just a HNIC. I mean, I didn't know we had a president and a vice president to this shit. I mean, he puts me down every week. I take this shit, I take it every week from him. Stop taking this shit from him, Waylo, dog. Real. And you've been on here long enough, man. You hear how he talk to me like I'm just an intern.
I don't need a hug. I don't need a
hug. You don't talk to me like I'm an intern every week.
Hey, man, check this out, dog.
We
up,
built
man.
This shit. You didn't do this shit by yourself.
That's what I keep trying to tell you.
Hey, it be that way sometimes, man.
I'm
the best kept secret.
Yeah, you a secret.
You
dog.
Ain't no player.
Exactly.
I'm the best kept secret, man.
Now look here, man. Look here. I'm trying to talk to Lady Queen, so I'm gonna say this as nice as I can to you, Father Time.
Next time you hear grown folks talking, shut the fuck up, yeah.
All right. Goddamn.
I'm
Lady Queen.
Hmm?
No, hey man, if I could make it, I mean, where's the shoot gonna take place at? Is it gonna be Hammond, Gary? I mean, y'all in the Midwest? Y'all going out of town for it?
The first scene that we're gonna do, that's gonna be at the Prestige. It's a club scene, and I chose the Prestige because I like their stage. That's the one that got like space to move around. So that's where that shoot is going to take place. And then, like, other little scenes, I'm not quite sure where they're going to shoot that at. But
okay,
that's
okay.
where the first scene is going to take place.
So, the first, I mean, so
the shoot starts what, December 29th?
Yes.
Oh man, I can't get that to the first. I'm trying to get in video. I'm trying to get Sin City all up in every video we possibly can.
Yep. Well, you know what? It'll probably be more video shooting because, I mean, it's not just going to be like a one-day shoot. That's just
the
kickoff.
It ain't
going to
be no one-day deal.
Yes.
Okay,
so
one day is the hotel thing.
The idea. What? Especially the
damn
idea I got. It probably need to be a hotel thing, too.
Damn the hotel scene. I know it's a hotel scene in there somewhere. I got tattoos.
So.
I can take my shirt off. I mean, just don't film from the sternum down, and we do it. I can look muscular for a minute to get down there.
So you hold your breath.
Yeah, I can't hold my breath too damn long, Queen. Now, hurry up and shoot this damn thing.
I'm
going
to make Queen get it real quick.
Okay, that's all.
Let me ask y'all a question. As far as, okay, now you go shoot the video on the Prestige, are they charging y'all for that, or is that like free pub for them?
I don't know. See, this is where I don't take control of the situation. My CEO does, and my president does. I just go along with what they say.
Well, Waylo, I'm going to tell you. Tell Russell I said fuck him.
Turn it down. So,
hey,
right.
I might tell him for you. Hey, as a matter of fact, you tell him I said from the bottom of my heart, motherfuck him. If I catch his little ass, I'm going to beat the shit out of him. I mean, that's just real.
Damn. Oh, my. But, yeah, so.
Son of a bitch.
Oh my.
Son of a bitch maced me before.
He maced
you? You know what?
Yeah.
I've heard about him macing people.
Man, so if I ever get my hands on that little bastard, I'm going to knock his little ass in oblivion.
Well, let's do the video shoot first.
Don't be
it. Then you can knock him out.
Yeah. I've heard lots of people say that. But that's where it's going.
That's
what's coming up.
Yeah, that's what's coming up.
Wait, don't ask me a question for me, dog. Are they going to charge you for this, man? That's free pub for them.
Well, see, Russell, I don't too much deal with Russell. I let the CEO handle Russell because Russell and the CEO got a good little, I guess, quote-unquote friendship, I guess. But, you know, Russell, he a part-time businessman, so.
He's a dickhead.
Yeah, basically.
Well, I tell you what. Hey, dog, the next time you see Russell, this is what you tell him.
Man, move over and let me pass before they have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
I didn't even ask as far as that go. I just know that's what he said, that to get that scene, that that's where it was going to be at. I don't know. The business deal that he got with us.
Party
or
something, you know, just shoot the video.
There's not even no party. He was like, it's just going to be for that scene, like bring as many people as we can, shoot the scene, and get out of there. He said he didn't want to throw a party there. So...
Well,
I don't know what he discussed with him.
Once again, whenever the hotel scene come up, I
got you.
Hey, I'm there.
The best kept secret. I got you.
best kept secret. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm going to be all up in the camera. They tell me, get his ass out the camera. Queen, we talking about, nigga, you supposed to be hugging me. Hey, quit looking at the camera. Hey.
It didn't turn into your video.
yeah, it turned into my video. I just started doing my little genuine dance. Hey, what the hell are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm just making a trip.
Hey, let me talk about security. Wait, let me talk about, man, what the fuck is wrong with you? Hey, man, I'm sorry, Reno. I'm sorry, man. I just got, hey, never been in the video before.
That's all good.
Hey, well, I have, but it ain't nothing that's going to be, ain't nothing that can go to YouTube anyway.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Tell him, Reno, this is going to be your response to him.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Your ass down. Cut that part out.
Hey, yeah, they're going to be like, oh, Queen, why did you tell this motherfucker this?
Yeah.
Well, he said you should put in three.
You know what? That'd probably be funny. You
hey,
keep one of them things when you all in the camera.
It'd be funny as hell.
Yeah, hey, we'll keep one of the things.
Nigga, get out the camera. It ain't even on no more. Cut, motherfucker.
Hey, so he's still there.
I'm still looking at the camera. Hey.
Wait.
Hey.
It's going to be me featured in your video.
Hey, I'm telling you, we can have all kinds of scenes going on in there.
Hey, what's up with them hitting hard shirts, bro? I need one of them.
You said what now?
I said I need one of these hitting hard shirts.
Oh, that motherfucker might have
seen it. You know what, man? We gonna get you one, man. We gonna get you one just for the video shoot. We gonna get you one. We gonna get you one, man. He was talking about what the fuck is Sin City? Why we got this shirt on? Cut! Take the fucking shirt off.
Oh yeah, hey, my CEO will definitely probably say something about that.
Hey, wait, we got a lot
shirt
of
on?
Man.
Yeah.
Go to the site, all you gotta do is just go to the store. It's a tab at the top of the site. Just click store, man. We got all kind of shit in there, man.
Oh, I already checked it out. I seen the thongs and everything.
Yeah, I was about to say, Lady Quinn, we got thongs. We got some thongs in there every time.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to check that out.
I like that hitting hard shirt.
What did it say?
It said hit it hard from the back, Sensei style, something like that.
Yep, that's exactly what it said.
Sound like something you'll wear.
Ain't nothing. Lady Queen, if you ever want to go to the stove, you go to the stove. Ain't nothing like having my face on your phone.
Yep.
I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there. Nah, okay, let me quit.
just to let you know, Lady Queen, we do a lady show on Wednesday night.
Where?
Right here.
Oh,
same place.
Yeah, we do a lady show on Wednesday night. Wait on to check it out. The women, they get wild and loose on there.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. Whoever that loose chick, Waylo was there.
Yeah, Waylo didn't have had a couple of dates to damn self.
You let me find out, Waylo, you getting dates off this. I'm going to bring that up in a meeting. You know what? We need to have a talk about your looseness.
Hey, he's promoting who's your boy.
Waylo, just tell him, Waylo, when y'all get in the meeting, they talking about these dates you getting, just tell them this.
I knocked the dust off that pussy. Yeah, he will. Everybody gonna be geeked about it, yeah.
I trust you. It's been plenty of times we have to calm him down.
I'm big boned. I'm heavy structured. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.